You never forget your first. My high school girlfriend's older brother lived in a garret in the village, like something out of La Boheme. And she said, maybe if we went there, he'd leave us alone and we could, well, you know. So we walked up the 5 flights to his place on Leroy Street, and there he was on the sofa, toking on a joint. He looked at me hard. You like jazz? I knew this was a test I had to pass. Yeah, man, I said, though all I knew of jazz was the Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey my parents played on our suburban hi-fi. He pulled an LP from the stack and held it up. Cat on the jacket looking very hip, dark shades, head propped in one hand, the other cradling his horn. He slipped the record out of the liner in that cool way that never leaves a fingerprint. He laid it on the turntable and passed me the joint. This was my first time, and I tried to hold it in and not cough. He lowered the arm gently, a pop as the needle found its groove. Ba 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 ba. Miles, muted trumpet, tight, breathy, train blowing cool and hot, the band entwined like dancers in an elaborate ballet. I'd never heard anything like it, ever. For the first time, I understood the meaning of the word epiphany. He got up. Have fun, kids. See you around midnight. The vinyl was still spinning when he left, and we, well, you know, that was the first time, too.